This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
Terrorist acts by ISIS, fears over national security, and fiery political rhetoric have thrust American Muslims into the spotlight of the 2016 presidential campaign. Wisconsin Public Radio's Danielle Kading followed a Muslim family in Superior for a day to see what life was like for them during this campaign season.
How are you doing? You made it.
Yeah. How's your morning going?
It's going.
Ibrahim Al-Kuda, Abe to his friends, doesn't track the campaigns that closely. In fact, he didn't watch the last presidential debate. As a father of four, he's more worried about getting the kids to school on time, studying for school, and keeping on top of the invoices he reviews as a civil engineer for the city of Superior. In a word, he's busy.
I got zero sleep sometimes. Not always and not frequently, but a lot of times, 4 to 6 hours. That's not bad, I guess. I don't know. With four kids and all of this stuff, it's not bad.
The night before, Al-Kuda was installing flooring into the early morning hours at a house he recently bought.
I was working on staining the cabinets. There's the basement that needs to be waterproofed, and that is really a big project.
He receives a text from a visiting friend to let him know he'll be at the mosque for Juma, or Friday prayer. Besides homework and school, Al-Kuda is also the president of the Islamic Center of the Twin Ports. He leads prayers every Friday afternoon, so he heads home early to get ready with the rest of his family.
Hello. We're supposed to be there at 1:30. We are always fashionably late.
That's Al-Kuda's wife, Beth. She's going to school for nursing while taking care of their four kids. She worries about them during this presidential election, especially when Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump came to Superior this past spring.
My daughter is in middle school. I was a little nervous. She wears a scarf, so she's very noticeably Muslim. And I was worried that somebody would maybe say something to her or kind of single her out.
Beth Al-Kuda already sees her son Laith, who's just 5, shying away from anything that identifies them as followers of Islam.
I don't know if he sees it as Muslim or Arab or different or what it is, but he definitely understands the concept already that he should fit in to what everybody else's concept is.
As the president of the Islamic Center, Abe leads the prayers since smaller communities don't have an imam or Muslim leader. He says some people seem to have a generalized view of Muslims.
Typically, when you say this, people picture somebody who doesn't like the country, who is a terrorist, who could just harm other people, etc. But that's not the truth.
Beth says they're just like any other religious family in America.
We go through phases where we're like, oh, we're really good. We pray 5 times a day. Sometimes we're like the Catholics who only go to Christmas Mass, you know.
But the fear of a religious test or registry when Trump called for
a total and complete shutdown of Muslims entering the United States
is a big reason why they're voting for Democratic presidential nominee Hillary Clinton. But even Clinton has drawn flack from some Muslims for saying,
we need American Muslims to be part of our eyes and ears on our front lines.
Some say Clinton's rhetoric reinforces Americans' association of Muslims with national security concerns. Like many parents, Abe Al-Kuda says they just want a better future for their children.
That they don't have to spend so much work and time and energy and stress over this really nonsense when they could just pursue their dreams and just do whatever they want to do in this life and be happy.
So Muslims like them can have their shot at the American dream. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.